Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another dynamic episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. Oh my goodness, I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Whispers, how has your week been? Oh, man, my week has been great. It has been awesome, actually. You know what? I am so excited because this week has been so powerful, and I've had a lot of dynamic things going on in it. And I don't know how many of you all are a part of the new app or the app Clubhouse. Well, let me tell you, I'm on that app and I've launched a brand new room called the Roundtable of Intention with my co-host, Najem P. Lee, and we are having some dynamic discussions in there and connecting in such powerful ways, and it's just wonderful. And guess what, Whispers? I have something that is so awesome that I'm going to be sharing with you all today and announcing towards the end of this episode that you're not going to want to miss. So please stick around. You know, I want you to join in on the conversation. So call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whispers, you know that Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous for us. They have opened up a live chat box in every episode, so you're able to drop your questions in there, you know, your comments. If you want me to reiterate a point or to even clarify something, drop it in your chat box there, because you know your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. And listen, I want to welcome the fabulous Sip and Chatting Book Club of Jacksonville, Florida. These ladies are dynamic. They're about 25 in their group, and they are bringing conversations in about different publications. They are bonding with each other. It's a 40-plus group, and it is great to have them in the private Zoom room. And listen, if you want to host your group in a private Zoom room here on Whispers in a Bottle, make sure that you click on the link in the description box and look, let's connect. You're going to enjoy it. We have a good time. The chat box is open for them. They're dropping their comments in and their questions. And so we're going to have a good time. Listen, did you get your cocktail or your mocktail of this episode? Oh, my goodness. I have to tell you, they're outdoing themselves. These mixologists are fire. This one here, Cuddles on the Beach, is so good. And the stateside vodka that they're using, that we are using from a distillery right here in Philadelphia, this is the cap right here. And if you have the mocktail version, it's good too, because I tried them both and they're delicious. So look, if you want to get in on our cocktails and our mocktails, you have to join our newsletter, because there is some dynamic information in there. And of course, the featured cocktail and the mocktail of the episode. So click on the live link in the description box and join the community. You're going to love it. And don't forget, I want you to call in at 516-595-8091 to join in on this discussion. But are you ready to usher in to be comfortable in discomfort? Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, we got to get some dynamic music here, guys. So, you know, I like to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or a definition, and this is no different. But see, today we're going to get a meaning of two words. We're going to get the meaning of comfortable and discomfort. Okay, so the first word is comfortable. It means inviting or cozy. The second word is discomfort. It means pain, uneasy. oh my word, what a drastic contrast, right? So comfortable means inviting and cozy, and discomfort means pain and uneasy. Wow. So you know, whisperers, how many times have you heard someone say, I prefer things the easy way? You know, I hear this all the time as a therapist and in my line of business here, that people say that all the time. And if I had a quarter for each time someone had this statement or made this statement, I would be like rolling in the money right now. Do you know that as people, this is the way we prefer things to be in our lives? Yes, we prefer things to be easy, not complicated, not difficult, none of those things. You know that we possess a natural inclination to stick with what we know. You know, that mindset of if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. And even they had a song that had that line in it and everything. But, you know, to resist the unknown so we can remain comfortable is the way that we are innate. That's our innate nature to do that. And this many times comes from a fear. Notice that word I told you. A fear of trying something new. Fear. Debilitating. It holds us back. It keeps us from growing. You know, whisperers, last week I gave a lecture on not allowing fear to take the mastery of your mindset. Did you notice the word that I used in that lecture? Not to allow fear to take the mastery of your mindset. That means that it's going to control it. It's going to snatch it up and keep it. And in that lecture, I stated fear is the repeat offender of being crushing of one's dreams. It's a repeat offender. So if we was in a court of law, this quality, this fear would be repeat at just causing chaos and disrupt and crushing of your fears and your abilities. And it would be sentenced harshly and hard because it's a repeat offender. But in today's disruptive and unstable world, it helps to change your relationship, meaning that mindset, and become comfortable being uncomfortable. Isn't that dynamic right there, hearing that just in that brief sentence that I stated just now? It is dynamic for us to change the relationship or the mindset and for us to become comfortable being uncomfortable. You see, many times we think life is about creating safety, security, pursuing contentment. Now listen, I'm not saying that's not important, because by far that is, because we do need to be safe. We need to be secure. We need to have contentment, definitely. So don't misconstrue what I'm saying there. But life is filled with pleasures and pains. You know, I talk about the ebbs and flows all the time. I tell you about that all the time in our lives, meaning we have our peaks where everything is like an uptake or whatever you want to, like that uptake, that's serotonin and everything is just kind of on a high. And then we have times where we face lows. By focusing only on the comfort side of the picture, we cut ourselves off from the full range of human experience. And the knowledge, the skills, the empathy that come with the other side. I always give you all the example of the weeping willow tree, and I'm going to use that right now because it made me think of this. Because if you know the weeping willow tree, it's one of the trees that can really kind of bend and flow with nature. But the one thing that most people don't realize about that tree is this, that its root system and its trunk is one of the largest of the trees, of the plants and all. Because that's why they even tell you, like when you plant a weeping willow, you can't plant it too close to the house, to your home, because it will disturb and uproot the structure and your foundation, and you don't want it to be by the water lines because the roots are so thick and so big that it will penetrate the lines, it will break through them, and you will have other issues as far as that goes. But one thing with the weeping willow, what happens is the ebbs and flows. If there's a huge storm that comes, that tree is able to bend and it's to flex and it kind of bends down to the ground and it comes back up. But when the storm clouds pass and the storm goes away, it's beautiful and that's foliage is just waving in the wind like it's just kissing another day of like waving its hair, just shaking its hair like, yes, it was very bad out here, but I withstood it. And see, that's what we want. We want to be able to have those ebbs and flows and withstand that storm that we come up against. You know, there's so many things that I think about when I did this discussion, how I wanted to bring out certain things in it. Because this is a topic that is so important for us in having success in our day-to-day lives, in the way that we deal with each other, in the way that we deal with our families, our children, our community. This is an important quality that we need to learn and to really embrace. And when I say embrace, that means to bring it close into you. And when you embrace something, you normally are hugging it and you're like, your chest is against it and you feel your heart beating. And that's what we're doing today with this discussion. We're leaning into it and feeling the pulse and the beating of it. And if you're uncomfortable with discomfort, you probably run away from uncertainty and change many times. But like I said, in today's world, you can't run away from change. Meaning this, Whisperers, when you consistently or constantly avoid conflicts or discomfort, you never learn tactics to help you cope or process with those discomforting moments, you know, effectively. Because if we're always running away from everything and never tapping into it and not connecting and seeing how we can recenter and refocus and develop our energy and our minds in that way, we never learn proper ways to really cope with anything. And that a little bit of something that like ripples the water, just a little breeze that ripples the water a little bit, will cause you a deep panic and you start to just kind of have this panic attack in you. And it's this anxiety that comes forward and it's all the vexations and all, because that's the way that you have placed it in your mind because you've run away from it. You know, sometimes you hear people say, oh, well, you know, I don't really like conflict, or, you know, I'm really not a one that really likes to get into any kind of like quarrels or discrepancies. I that's not my thing. I don't do that. It's because they haven't learned how to really tap into it and effectively communicate their feelings, effectively be open to what someone is saying so they can hear what it is. Even if it's a little combative, that you can recenter and know what is being said, because that's a quality of listening and the ability to learn how to pivot and change into that discomfort for a minute. And there's also quiet just before that storm that allows you to center and sit there and be effectively into that moment. So let me give you an example. You know, I'm a big person on examples. My mother taught me with examples. My life was, you know, a lot of lessons that I learned in my life were through examples that she would share with me. And so I'm big on giving examples, so I know that you connect with the point that I'm making here. So let's say you never made a cake before in your life. I mean, never. And you didn't have a recipe, you didn't have a box mix or anything like that. And you were told that, you know, look, I need you to make me a cake. And you go in there and you try to, you know, get the cake made and everything, and you don't know how much flour to put in it. Do you use cooking oil? Do you use lard? Do you use butter? Do you put vanilla? Do you not put vanilla? How much baking soda? Do I put yeast in it? What makes it rise? Some people don't know these things, and you've never baked a cake. So in turn, when you put that in the oven, it doesn't turn out to be a cake, not at all. But then you have this other part of it that someone takes the time to really teach you how to do it, or they give you a great recipe with every, like, one cup of this, two cups of that, a pinch of salt, a pinch of this, a stick of butter, four cups of this. Your cake is going to turn out beautifully because you had the instructions and it's no kind of guesswork in it. And so it's the same thing with the experiences that you want to develop. And by focusing only on the comfort side of the picture, we cut ourselves off from the full range of human experience. See, that's what that example is showing us. See, we would eliminate the experience of really what baking is about, that fun way of putting together the ingredients. And then you put it in the oven and the aroma, oh my goodness, a fresh baked cake. Dynamic. It's like fresh baked cookies for me. I love it. But what it is this. So when we do that, it cuts off that human experience, right? And the knowledge, the skills, empathy that come with the other side, we never get to learn. We never get to experience because we didn't take time to learn this. We didn't take time to develop it. And so it's just like our cake. It never develops correctly. So this is the same with how we deal with conflicts and discomfort. If we're always running away from discomfort, how do we learn? How do we maneuver correctly? And you know, Whispers, to fully live and thrive, you know, you must be willing to step into the unknown. Now, I want you all to start thinking of change a little differently. This is how I want you to go about it. Instead of saying, like, change happens to me, hear that. Change happens to me. Think of it more so like this. Change happens for me. Isn't that a striking difference there? So instead of change happens to me, sounds kind of like victimized. Now let me give you the empowering side of it. Change happens for me. Accepting that change is inevitable can be a very freeing and comforting thought. So how can you get comfortable being uncomfortable? I know you're like saying, well, Sonia, how do I do this? How do I master it? Well, you know, I have a few tips for you, definitely. And I always tell you guys to get ready to take notes. You have your notebooks and your pens. And if you don't, you can bookmark this episode, come back to it and listen to it. And even if it doesn't resonate for you, that this is something that you don't struggle with or you have in control of, there's someone else that may need to hear this information. So share it with them. So let's get into a couple of tips here. And these tips will also be your takeaways for today as well. So one, when experience feelings of discomfort, right? Don't run away from them. Don't run. I want you not to run. Instead, I want you to embrace them or embrace whatever comes up and acknowledge that it is a natural human reaction. So take your track shoes off right now. I want you to unlace them while you're listening to me. And the ladies in the Zoom group said, oh, let me take these track shoes off right now. She said, I've been running too hard, so I need to take a break. I like that. So when we acknowledge our feelings, it removes. Now listen to this. When we acknowledge our feelings, Whispers, it removes that stigma of fear. It helps us to look at the situation with clarity and not just react. Remember we talked about, and do you embrace or do you manage stress? And I told you that I embraced it Because, see, it teaches me and it places me in a strategic place that I can have clarity with it. And that's what I want you to do. So remove your track shoes. Plant your feet. And be ready. So that's one. So the second one is this. You're going to be aware of what you're telling yourself, meaning what you're thinking, and notice the story that you're telling yourself. Like, ask yourself, is this true? Am I putting too much into this? Because remember, I told you the power of self-talk. Or did I have that conversation with you yet about the power of self-talk? Because if I haven't, I want to do that with you all very soon. And so if I haven't done it, I need you all to email us or to comment in the chat box. Oh, the ladies are saying, I haven't done this with you all. And so you know what? We're going to develop that. We're going to do the power of self-talk for you all. Because what we tell ourselves in our mind resonates so deep into our hearts, resonates so deep in our soul, that we're unable to pivot, change, or even embrace or to celebrate the idea being able to maneuver through this situation of being comfortable in discomfort. Self-talk is a powerful thing, and we need to be careful not to give our minds constant negative energy, negative feeding, because it's like poisoning your own self. You should be poisoning, if you're trying to poison someone else, and lo and behold, you're drinking it yourself. You're just steadily just taking it in large dosages. We're going to pivot that. We're going to change the self-talk to positive. Our third area is this, and it goes hand in hand with step two. It's that reframe, R-E-F-R-A-M-E, reframe discomfort as a positive source for growth and get curious in the face unknown. Woo, right? That's some dynamics right there. Yo, the ladies are throwing up little hearts in here. They're like putting fire signs in the chat box for me. Because that's what that is. That's that dynamics right there. Wow. I love when it's like a point that is like, woo, you know? Because what is meant by refrain? This means that we have to be willing, notice that word, willing, to express our discomforts in different, more positive light. When we reframe something, right? If you think about a picture, let's take the example of an old picture. And it could be just like the frame, like it looks kind of murky when you look at the picture. But lo and behold, you go out and you buy a new frame and you reframe this picture. It's almost like you have a brand new picture hanging up on your wall. Because you change the frame, the glass is so clean that it's like you see different things that was in that picture that was not there before. But all along, it has been there. Because, see, we clean that glass. We clean and we put a clean frame on it and changed it. We pivoted. Blink of an eye, we changed things. See, dynamics that we're doing here. The fourth one is, when you feel uncomfortable with uncertainty, access your personal accelerators like courage, connection, compassion. Notice those words. Listen to them again. Courage, connection, compassion. And when you harbor and you really embrace those accelerators, guess what you do? You manage the hijackers. Ooh, powerful word right there, hijackers. Negativity. Controlling thoughts, diminishing of feelings, competitive. Notice those words, the dynamics of that. And when we manage those hackers, we don't let them derail our goals. We don't allow them to take us off of our pathway. Whisperers, I got to tell you, when I developed this conversation and I was thinking about it, it made me excited because I knew like coming in here and ushering in this conversation was going to be something powerful that was going to allow us to pivot and change and walk in such a different direction. And that's why we're here in our safe zone, so we can have this discussion where I can pour into you. And you hear me always say, pour into, because that's a vessel that is holding a deep quality when we pour in. And you know, Whisperers, when you start to implement those tips that I just gave you, it allows us to be comfortable in discomfort. It allows us to pivot into positivity and not hinder our growth mindset. What is 2021 and beyond, as I keep teaching? A growth mindset. We're going forward. We're going bigger. We're doing brighter. I challenge you to dream bigger, because that's what it's about. It's striking and at healthy balances. You know, I told you I had something dynamic that I was going to be offering you and telling you about at the end and the middle part of this discussion, and this is it. We're about to launch our masterclass on Declutter Your Mind. We're launching it because we see where people need to start to pivot and change the mindset. It's like that junk drawer that we have in the house. And it never fails that whenever we need something, we know we saw it in that drawer, and we're in there just digging and looking and pulling through and trying to find what we need. And we're so frustrated because it's just cluttered and it's just packed. And just when you think that, it's not in here, lo and behold, in the back part of the drawer is where it is. And that's how your mind can become. It gets so cluttered that you can't even have a clear thought when you're trying to sit and just have a little moment of downtime. Everything is rushing in and pressing on you. Or when you're trying to sit and watch a movie with your family or just have a nice dinner, lo and behold, the mind is back at it again. This masterclass is pouring in and giving you the tools to effectively declutter your mind and move forward so you can reach and do better for yourself, for your family, for those that love you, those that you tap into, those that you pour into and that pour into you. So I want to also leave you with something else before we wrap this discussion up. And, you know, I always try to make sure that we go off on the right tone and everything too. And you don't want to be lacking or not being able to be comfortable in discomfort, because you don't want that to become your kryptonite. You don't want that to be the thing that sets you back every single time. So your takeaways are this. Don't run away from your feelings. Don't run. Take your track shoes off. Be very conscious of your self-talk. We're not going to do that. We're going to talk positivity into ourselves. Because if you can do it for that next person, you should be willing to do it for yourself. We're going to reframe. Put a new picture frame up. We're going to reframe it, make it look good so we could see the qualities that are there. And being willing to express our discomfort in different, more positive light, and being able to pivot and shift and know that we're on that right trajectory. And we're not going to allow the hijackers to take over or derail our goals. That negative. We're going to speak into courage, connection, compassion. Whew, powerful. And lastly, you're going to get on that wait list for Declutter Your Mind. So your mind is open and able to really connect and to be a part of this pivot and change in your life. This is dynamic, Whispers. I'm telling you, we are ushering in conversations on our show here that are really building a beautiful house. We're laying a foundation that is being shored up and that it is going to withstand the storms in life in that space. This is why we're in our safe zone. And this is why I want to always make sure that I bring value to every discussion. And if you want me to speak on a topic or to answer your letters, I want you to write into me. I want you to email me at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. Because that's how we connect. I also want you to connect with me on social media. Come over to Instagram. I'm at www.instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. whispersinabottle_podcast. Join the Facebook group. Join me on Clubhouse. If you're on Clubhouse, you can connect with me on Clubhouse. Come to the round table of intention because I'm pouring in and giving value. And I want to connect with you in that way. You know, we always have some great topics and great times in this room. And I'm always honored to be here. I'm always, it's very humbling to me. And it touches me deeply. And I'm just grateful to be here and to be able to do this. So what are we talking about next week, Whispers? What are we bringing in or ushering in next week? Well, we received a letter from one of you all, and it says, how to re-find your identity after being married. Wow. How to re-find your identity. We're going to get into that next week. That's going to be a good one. So listen, you're listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia LeRae, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. I am honored to be in our space together to have these types of discussions. I want you all to go and have a great weekend. Spend time with your family. Pour into them. Be able to pivot and be comfortable in discomfort. Work on that. You need some help with it, tap into me. Let's set up a session and start working together because that's why I'm here. And I'm honored to say that we are doing dynamic things over here in Whispers in a Bottle. And I look forward to us connecting again next week. And until then, please be safe, wear your mask, wash your hands. And if you have little people that cannot be vaccinated, please use wisdom and discernment and keep them safe as well. All right, guys, till next week, have a good one.